Elderly parents being abused and abandoned is not just an urban phenomenon. In rural India, the family system is eroding, with the younger generation increasingly heading off to cities with their spouses and their children to start a new life without their parents or grandparents. According to a recent survey by HelpAge India that works with elderly citizens, less than 40% of Indians now live with the extended family. Over the years, they become meek and dependent on their children. And that is generally when problems arise. Manjira Khurana is from HelpAge India.
For the last 5 years, we have been surveying the elders, where the elders speak out and tell us what is happening with them. And we find that elder abuse cuts across all socioeconomic strata.
So how does India's youth feel about this new demographic? One that will stay youthful over the next 20 years, and the other that has already embarked on rapid graying. Revati is a teenager in college.
It actually depends on a population. If you look at it, it can actually be a boon also, because each can learn from the other. You can exchange traits and actually can help India develop or progress, as we keep on harping on these words. But yes, it can also be extremely dangerous for us when you're pitted against each other. Then it can reach to a standstill or abuses between the two populations.
Jajat Misra has a different take on the situation to explain the relationship between different generations within families that has come under great strain.
This is the times of modern technology and fast-paced lives for everybody. So people are very busy in their hectic schedules, getting up in the morning, going to their various gyms, sports activities, then running off for offices and coming back late at night and going for their various social gatherings. In this, they do not get time to interact with their parents.
In many surveys conducted among India's youth, a lack of gainful engagement was the most common problem in old age, followed by a lack of respect. The worst case scenario was verbal and physical abuse. Rachna Kucheria is a physician for many years.
I do visit a lot of older people in their homes, and although care within courts is being provided by their loved ones, their family members, in terms of physical care, their caregivers who are there for all their body functions, so to say, they're being fed well, looked after well, bathed, powdered, all of that. But I think where the big gap is, and it's the hardest one to tackle, is the sort of mental, emotional well-being of the senior. That's a tough nut to crack, and that's where I see the biggest gap.
Once revered and idolized in Indian society, neglect of senior citizens is largely attributable to the changing social landscape in Asia's third largest economy. Rapidly altering lifestyles and values, demanding jobs, rural to urban migration, a shift from joint to nuclear family structures, and redefined priorities are all leading to this undesirable situation. A change in the mindsets of India's youth might not happen overnight, but in a few decades, when the elderly population booms, matters could get out of hand. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.